there's a story behind each rug, how it's made, what's it made of, what's happened to it. A rug cleaner can't just take a rug in and treat it like it's another rug.
We're speaking with Robert Pettyjohn of Pettyjohn's Carpet Cleaning and Restoration Service. Robert, carpeting, especially oriental rugs, is more than just floor covering.
Not only are they a source of beauty in your home, but they're also part of your heating and air conditioning system. Those things are tremendous air filters. If you've ever seen a wool fiber and a microscope, your rug is far soiled before it even looks to be soiled.
And some oriental rugs are pretty valuable.
They are an aesthetic, a beautiful work of art that you just happen to walk on, and you want to preserve that investment.
But can I do that by simply vacuuming often?
78% of the soil that's in your carpet is dry particle soil. The other 20% is a combination of water-based soils, sugars and starches and all that, and oil-based soils. Oils in your cooking, when you saute onion, your air handling system will distribute them throughout your house. If it weren't for that 20%, then you clean your carpets on your own.
You do what you do in your plant. Why not simply clean rugs in the customer's home?
If you just want the cheapest price, if you want a guy that's just going to say, yes, ma'am, we'd be happy to clean your rug in your house, that's not the guy you want in your house. Those rug fibers are just like a bundle of straws, drinking straws, tied together with a sock on top of them. So imagine somebody getting something wet and a bunch of straws. All that water wants to go down into the foundation of the rug by what's called capillary action. You're doing more harm than good like that.
How has what you do changed over the years?
We're using a whole lot more green things, environmentally responsible solutions. Matter of fact, the cleaning agents we use don't contain any detergents at all.
Just how green is what you're using?
What if I can get a free supply of water, and the water that I get is a pH of 5.3, which is acid. By the way, our hair is an amino acid. That means that I'm washing a wool rug, which is hair, in low pH water. If I use rainwater, which we do, the rain hasn't gone through the soil to pick up the minerals, so it's naturally softened. It's clean water.
So rather than treating rugs with chemicals the way a dry cleaner cleans clothes, you're actually washing them.
You can get a rug wet. Did not the sheep walk around in the rain? Were not the dyes imparted into a rug through a wet bath? Of course they were. So you can get a rug wet.
That's the name of your website.
Rugwasher.com.
That's rugwasher.com.
That means that I got that website long, long ago. That means I've been in business for more than a few months.
And what's your phone number?
556-4641. One of the most delightful phone calls you ever make. Because of the way we treat our precious customers with compassionate expertise. 556-4641.
Who goes where?
We either will come pick it up for you at no charge, or you can come and bring it to our shop for a 20% cash and carry discount.
And either way, aim to please, right?
We guarantee our workmanship 100%.
100%?
Yes, sir.
That's Robert Pettyjohn of Pettyjohn's Carpet Cleaning and Restoration Service. 556-4611.
If anybody else washes your rug, it's still dirty.